broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Finally. Spring into Honda North today with hundreds of new Hondas in stock. We've got the one you want right now. WLER. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station. 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station. 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And this particular segment is presented by the Meat Locker Recording Studios here in Butler. It's great to have you back, and great to have you on the show tonight. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. Utah, good to be back in the studio. We actually had pre-recorded a couple of weeks because we had things going on, and I had a little trip I had to do, and so it's nice to be back settled in here.
Yeah, and we're going to have to be doing that a lot over the summer, so it's just how it goes. It allows us to get a lot more music on, because that's one thing we have is quite a catalog of local music, so gives us an opportunity to maybe feature a little bit more of it.
Yeah, absolutely, and we need to do that. We've been so busy with interviews, and usually on the interview shows, you know, we only get 8 songs in. So get ready for lots of songs, including next week. You, the listeners out there, need to pay attention next Sunday night in particular, because that will be the Grassy Award nomination show for 2016.
Wow.
And we will be working on our 5th Grassy Award winner. Is that right?
No,
or
it's
my fourth.
Fourth.
Okay.
Fourth,
yeah. I'm getting ahead of myself. We'll be entering our 5th year, but it's the 4th Grassy Award winner. And tonight, ironically, we're going to be talking to a member of the 1st Grassy Award-winning tunes, but we'll let you in on that in a moment. But yeah, next week we will have our reveal as the arm wrestling and the email. Lots of email passing has already occurred within the confines of the studios here. People are getting involved. I mean, even the sales staff and people are going, yeah, this song, that song. So they're paying attention. They're helping us devise the nominees. But that's all that happens. We devise the nominees. You people determine the winner.
So if there's somebody you want to see nominated, you've got maybe a week to blast the radio station, make some requests, ask to hear that local music, ask to hear that favorite band of yours, and maybe it'll influence some of the nominations.
That's right. So that will be next Sunday night. Listen in. It will be a music-intensive show as we reveal the nominees, and you'll get to hear the songs. And then for the entire month of June, you'll have the opportunity to sit down and vote on those songs. And the way we set it up on our website is you can go to a particular spot at 977rocks.com. You can go to the Grassy nominees, and all of the songs will be listed. You'll have an opportunity to play them right there, so you can listen for them on the radio, but you'll also have an opportunity to sit down, and you can sit down and vote and offer your thoughts.
And then we will announce that winner at the Band Jam, of course. And we've been fortunate. In the 3 years we've done this, the winners of the Band Jam have actually been performing that weekend at the Band Jam. So we've been able to kind of give them a little surprise on stage there and say, hey, guess what? You won. Now comes fame and fortune.
And a nice award that we announce at the Band Jam. So,
well, and, you know, Linda does such a nice job putting the actual award we do give, you know, the award that we give to the bands is usually pretty cool. So.
Yeah. Well, the first two out of the gate were guitars. Now, last year it was a drum set. And she has something entirely different on the thought process this year.
All right.
And we don't get to see that usually until the week before Band Jam, where she'll have it created. But does a magnificent job. I mean, this is a collector's piece that anybody that is a fan of any kind of artistic effort will be impressed with and proud to have in their collection. So that's all part of the fun. So that'll be next week. And, of course, speaking of announcing the winner, we've been fortunate in every year that we've had the Grassy Award, been able to present the winner at our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And for the most part, that's just been luck of the draw. Or maybe, I don't know, the vibes that we feel here and you, the listeners, feel, because you're the ones that decide that. But, of course, at the Band Jam, the winners have been there. So it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to figure out some sort of satellite link if they aren't there like they do on the major awards. And we can link them in and show them on a screen and go, hey, you won.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's work on building a satellite.
Yeah, really.
Writing that down, Bob. Grassroots satellite.
Satellite, yeah. Well, hey, 200-plus episodes in, I think we deserve it. So, but, of course, the
all we got was balloons. Satellite.
Well, we did get a bottle of Verdi, so, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks to our better halves. Well, it's July 15th and 16th. That's the heart of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. The lineup is set for Friday night. Can't wait to reveal that one for you folks. Wow, what a killer night that's going to be. And then we've got all day Saturday, which is going to be another killer day.
Yep, and once again, this is a family-friendly event, and although it's all about the music, we do have a lot of other cool stuff that happens during that weekend as well. The Hoop Bear has joined us every year. She'll be back, and she's always a blast to watch. She loves entertaining the kids, entertaining the crowd. Belly Dance by Melissa, usually on Saturday mornings before we kick the music off. She's up on top of the hill there, and she'll do belly dance lessons. So that's always a fun thing for, you know, kids and adults alike to join and be a part of. And returning this year, we're going to have Dragonfly Balloons also.
Cool.
So that's always a cool thing. And, he does a great job. He's getting his name out there with that. I'm starting to see him appear at communities and fairs and corporate events all over the place.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know, that's all part of the festivities that keep everybody excited. But it was not just the kids that had fun with that last year. There were a lot of adults having fun with it, too. Just, you know, the belly dance part of it. I mean, good grief. We have a lot of times upwards of two dozen participants. It's just a great way to start your morning. Usually it's a beautiful day out there.
Limber up a little bit.
Yeah. And get ready for the headbanging to come.
So get your tickets now because they are a little bit cheaper in advance. If you wait to get them at the gate, you're going to pay a little bit more. You can get them here at the radio station. Sloan's Guitar Emporium, who is sponsoring our VIP tent this year. You can get them from me, Shea Lay Productions, or any of the bands, and, of course, online at thebandjam.com.
Yeah, check it out. And, of course, if you go to Sloan's Guitar Emporium's page, their Facebook and more, he's been keeping up to date on some of the bands as well, and Dave's very well-versed in that. So check it out and get your tickets. Get them ahead of time. Save yourselves a couple of dollars, but plan your weekend. I hope you'll plan to stay with us the entire weekend. It'll be a lot of fun. Well, we're going to get to some music here because coming up, we're going to visit with Mike Angert. He is the guitarist of Highway 4. They've got new material coming out and a very special event coming up in June, a EP release party, and they can even transport you there. He'll explain all of that, but they've got some killer new music coming. And, of course, they were our first ever Grassy Award winner. One of these days, their song, and the first one, they'll go down in the annals of history of the grassroots shows being the first ever to do that. But first, let's get to some music here.
Yeah, I say we kick things off with Ben Valasek and the Growlers and a really cool song called Three Sides.
And we'll follow that up with another one of the bands who will be part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, Wine and Spirit. And they'll never know. It's the Grassroots Show, the rock station, 97.7. Tell a friend because they'll never know what music they're missing on a Sunday night with the Grassroots Show unless you tell them.
Somewhat bad. got his, hers in the can. I said there's three sides to every story. You got his, hers, and the truth. Well, I know what side you believe in, but what side will be haunting you?
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. In this segment, presented by the Rainbow Inn. For lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun, it's all at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special. And they open every day, almost Monday through Saturday from 11 o'clock on.
Yep, and that's a heck of a special there, that Man Can Special. I can tell you how special that special is. It's really special.
It's special, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Well, a special, special acknowledgement there from Utah for the Man Can at the Rainbow Inn. We're going to talk to somebody special, somebody that I had the opportunity last weekend to watch perform. And that was actually the first time in a little while for me to see these guys, especially with their new drummer. And we're going to talk with Mike Angert from Highway 4. Mike, good to have you on the show again.
How's it going, Bob?
Doing fantastic. You guys, of course, performed at the Dam Dance, as they called it, the benefit to keep lock operations open on the Allegheny River, and a fundraising night for those folks. And you guys kind of headlined the show along with the Free Peanuts Band. And I got to tell you, you guys sound as good as ever.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I'd like to also give a shout-out to the Free Peanuts Band. Those dudes are great, great local talent. And it was a great turnout overall. We had a blast. You know, a lot of people showed up to support the good cause and whatnot, and it was really good time.
Yeah, it really was cool. Nice. I thought there was a nice blend of people there, and it was good. And I'm sure for you guys, you know, being able to play to a wide variety. And I'll tell you what, you got the crowd up and standing in front of you. I mean, it was a true rock concert atmosphere at that particular point. And I think that's what you guys are so good at doing.
Yeah, we definitely love to have the crowd participation. They came right up front and rocked. It was like a mini console energy, you know, like a little ice rink. You look at it like that.
Yeah, and of course, you guys were just coming off of a gig. You played over in Akron, Ohio the night before that, right?
Yeah, we played over in Akron at the Empire Concert Club, and we met a lot of cool people over there, too. Very prestigious people around the Akron area. And also, we played the same venue that Red Sun Rising got signed at, which you guys play them on the radio quite a bit. And it was really cool, you know. We got to go back to the green room and see all the cool pictures of those guys and Mike, and it was a very, very good night. Met a lot of new fans, too.
We were talking quite a bit about that on Saturday night at the dance, and the opportunity that you have to create for yourselves. And I know you guys are trying to do that, putting out you know, great material every year, performing all over the place, not locking yourself into just one area or doing the bar tour scene. I mean, you guys have played everywhere from not only Akron, Ohio, but you know, you went out and performed in lower Manhattan in New York City. I mean, that's what it's all about, to just try to get noticed.
Yeah, definitely. Really, you just got to focus on, you know, hitting up the venues out of your little hometown. You know, it's good because you have to start somewhere. You know, we've been playing around the area for about 5 years, and it's great that we have the ability now to start spreading our original music. You know, a little less focused on the bar shows, more venues and stuff like that. So we're definitely blessed to have that opportunity.
And I think your idea behind that is basically to not be exclusive to one area and maybe bore the audience, if you will, because, you know, people can easily, the viewers and the listeners can become complacent, because if you see somebody playing a certain venue the same, you know, same time of the month, whatever, this way people have kind of look out and say, okay, where am I going to find Highway 4 now? Or, you know, you're not stacking things up in that format where allowing people to become complacent. I mean, is that kind of the thought process?
Yeah, you hit the nail right in the head with that, actually. I remember over the last couple of years, we would play, you know, a show a weekend. You know, we'd be up maybe even two shows a weekend, which I love doing, but like you said, it's like you saturate, you know, all the people, whenever you play one show a month versus like every weekend, you definitely have a lot more people wanting to come out to see you too.
And once you take your thing on the road, when you come back, you're triumphant road warriors, and they'll all come out and pack the place for you.
Yeah, it'll be a blast.
That's good stuff. Of course, you guys have kept busy, though. You've had a little bit of transition, a new player in the mix. But, boy, you guys sounded fantastic on Saturday night. Tell us about the new addition to the club.
Yeah, we actually got Jordan Gibson on drums, and he's added a whole another level to the band, really. You know, we have a whole different style. Not totally different, but the new music that we've been working on has definitely evolved, if you will. Today we're actually going to do a music video for one of the songs off the new album. So, a little less gigging, more studio time, focusing on just writing more music, you know, keeping it all fresh.
And of course, this particular EP that you're going to be releasing, and we'll talk about that coming up here, but you guys had the fans kind of help you out with that. You did a Kickstarter campaign that started, what, back in January?
Yeah, and it's unbelievable that that happened, because I'll tell you what, we apparently, after I did some research about having a Kickstarter, you're supposed to build up to it, that way people, you know, like are ready to donate right away. We kind of just threw it out there and see what would happen. We ended up reaching our goal, and we were just so blessed to have people to support us like that, you know. And with Kickstarter too, it's not just like they gave us money for a project, it's like they get something in return. It's basically like a pre-order. So like if you give $10 after the project is finished, you know, the $10 that they would spend on the CD after the project, they just get it because they already donated the money. You know, it's all basically, it all goes back to the fans, too.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool, because it allows you, the band, to work with the fans and the fans to work back with the band, kind of taking ownership in each other, in a sense.
Yeah, it's like a big old family, really.
And we've seen some successful campaigns, like Chip's done several of those.
Yeah.
And made videos, CDs, the whole works from it, and it is. It's a nice thing to be a part of.
Yeah. Mike Angert, guitarist from Highway 4, visiting with us. And we're going to talk more about that Kickstarter and more, but it's all good right now. Let's kick off with one of the new songs from the EP. Mike, can you tell us a little bit about the song Good?
Yeah, well, that song, I had that riff, the main riff that it starts off with, for a while. I never really did anything with it. And then one day I was jamming at practice, and we all just kind of, like, it all came together real magical. Like, it was unbelievable. Like, I just had a little riff, and then we played it one time through, and it really clicked. You know, we had to do very little editing to it. So it's very good. And Kelly has been really picking it up with, like, writing lyrics a lot. She reads so much, and she's a very intelligent woman, as we all know. And her lyrical ability is definitely progressing and evolving as well.
Well, you guys definitely have a special mix in that band, and we'll talk a little bit about that songwriting process, but let's listen to it. This is from the brand new EP, and we're going to talk about their EP release party that you can be a part of. It's coming up next month at the Rex Theater, and they'll even bus you down there. We'll explain that all coming up, and right now it's Good, and it's Highway 4 on the Grassroots Show.
Patience to deal with someone of your Pick up your
lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Route 19, Perry Highway. And of course, they are proudly involved in the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming up in July, as well as presenting sponsors. Excited to have Mike Angert, lead guitarist of the band Highway 4, with us here tonight. Of course, Mike, with Kelly and Tyler and Jordan, gearing up for a very special EP release party coming up. What is that? June 11th, right, Mike?
Yes, sir. June 11th.
Rex Theater down in Pittsburgh, great facility. You guys have been there before, too.
Yeah, we've played a couple shows there back. I believe last year we opened up there with Tracy Guns of LA Guns. That was a really cool show, too. And we've played a couple local shows, too, like for the Pittsburgh bands. And we've become friends with a lot of the people, like Scott, who runs a lot of the show down there, too. So it's pretty cool. Very, very cool venue.
And you guys are actually going to be putting together some buses for people to take the trip down. They can get down and have a good time, and you're going to provide the transportation.
Yeah, that's the idea. Basically, we'll be leaving from the Clearview Mall and around 7 o'clock, right by Garfield's. We'll take you right down. The doors open at 8. The show, the first act goes on around 9 o'clock. And the charter buses are beautiful. You can drink, you BYOB, and there's restrooms on board, too, which is really, really cool. And basically, we're breaking even on the concept of just, getting these big buses down there and selling tickets enough just to cover the buses so we can get our fans down there and just have a really good night.
Are the rumors true? Is there complimentary food and beverage service on these?
Well, actually, we're going to have Tyler dress up and just shoot random things at you through, like, a t-shirt can.
There you go.
Like Twinkies and maybe a couple some Bush Light or something.
Love it. Yeah, have him put the little white towel over his arm.
Yeah.
Hey, Garcon. Of course, you guys have a pretty impressive bill, too. I mean, this is not just going to be Highway 4 that night. You have some friends that are coming to perform. In fact, we're going to play in the last segment one of the bands that I know you're going to have there. But tell us about that. You have some friends that are going to help support the bill.
Yeah, we're lucky to have so many good friends that not only are friends, but incredibly talented musicians. We have the Semi-Supervillains, who they're out of, I believe, Duquesne, Pittsburgh. We met them probably about 4 years ago. We played at the Exeter Showcase with them, and we became friends. You know, that was the same show that we met the Highland Brothers and the Hawkeyes, too. We're all really good friends, and the Wine and Spirit, of course. And they just played South by Southwest. So these guys are real talented. And then we also have 28 North, which they're really well-known over the Pittsburgh region. They tour nationally. They tour all over. Mike and those guys are really cool. And then we also have Tirach and Sky, which, you know, those guys are classic. They hit hard, and they are also very talented.
And they're taking the same concept as you. They're taking their show on the road, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw on their fan page that they're, Illinois, correct?
Yeah, they were out there playing a couple shows, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, that's a super bill to be a part of, and certainly a great night can be had. And you can take yourself down, show up at the Rex Theater, or you can get in on the bus deal. Now, can people contact you guys, through your Facebook page? Or how can people get on the buses to be a part of this?
basically you can go like any way you want to contact, via like Facebook, via personal page, text, carrier pigeons, however you want to do it, really. Like, we'll be around, you know, just get a hold of us on the band page. We've had a lot of people either just direct messaging the Facebook page or just getting a hold of us via our cell phone. So tickets are $35, but that does include the $10 entrance, so it's a pretty good deal. I mean, you get into the city and you get back out with no hassle at all. It's like a limousine, but cooler, I feel like.
Oh, you're going to pay $20 to park.
And you'll get Twinkies thrown at you.
Yeah, yeah, Twinkies. Awesome. I mean,
so, you know, I mean, hey, and you don't have to pay the gas. I mean, what a deal. That's a steal of a deal. And to see that kind of a bill, that's fantastic. You know, I tip my cap to you guys for putting a great effort. I mean, and I think that shows you how much you guys care about your fans. You know, there's a lot of give and take back and forth. And, I mean, you guys have always been a fan favorite. I think that's why people love to come see Highway 4 perform, because they know they're going to get a great show. But you guys really care about that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a firm believer of if you don't have any fans, and your fans don't love you, you don't love your fans, then who's going to come to your show? Mm-hmm. So that's the one thing I can never understand. Like, the bigger musicians, you know, they seems like they don't really, some people just don't care about their fans. And I mean, without those people coming to support you, you would be nothing, you know. That's why we try to help out our fans as much as possible, just like they help us out with the Kickstarter, you know. Like, it's incredible.
And here's the fruits of everybody's labor coming out in June. Of course, let's backtrack a moment here and talk about Make Up Your Mind, because I actually had the opportunity to see you guys perform that live at the Dam Dance the other night. Killer new tune. Tell us how Make Up Your Mind kind of came forward.
Well, I feel like there is a trend with the way that we write it. I like to, you know, I'll just write a riff and, you know, take it to practice and jam it a little bit, and then it's all magic. I wish there was like a cooler way to explain it, but like, I play guitar so much that I congregate all these little riffs over and over, and then, you know, I'll bring them to the guys, and then they'll work some magic to it, you know, especially with our new drummer too. He's helped with the writing process, and he's an incredible drummer, you know. He adds a whole another level to the band, and Kelly gets better every year. Same with Tyler, like, we all just keep evolving as musicians. So,
and you definitely hear that in the music right now. I mean, this has gone to a different level. And how, you know, maybe you almost had to do that, because really the last bit of material that you guys put out, I mean, certainly the last album was just floor to floor. I mean, start to finish, just a fantastic album that, you know, I would argue with anybody, if you hold that up and say, tell me this is a local area band, that they wouldn't believe that it's not a national band. I mean, I had that much respect for what you guys did. So, you know, where do you go from there? How do you top that? And that's always, I'm sure, your goal as a band, to top what you do before. So you had to go to a different area. And I think you guys have really hit that with this EP. You're hearing another dimension develop for Highway 4.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the kind words. Well, that means a lot to us, you know. Like, like you said, we try to just keep the music fresh and try to keep growing. It's unreal, man. I tell you, we're just so blessed to be able to play music and just keep at it.
And being the three of you anyway, I mean, obviously Jordan comes in with a lot of experience, though. Jordan has played nationally as well. But with you, Kelly, and Tyler, I mean, you guys have been a core group for such a long time. You're probably learning now to really kind of feed off of each other in that writing process. At least that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's definitely it. You know, we used to be, when the band first started, we'd be a little shy, you know. We'd write a song, come to practice, and be like, hey guys, I kind of wrote this. And then, you know, it wouldn't, it's like we all write together now. It's not like we come and then it's there. And then we all just kind of like learn that. We just kind of all develop that song too. And if you heard the first couple takes of the music that we have, it sounds a lot different than what it does on the record, you know. Like, we build up a song, and every time we play it out live, we'll be like, hey, you know that little fill you did right there? Like, we should just keep doing that. Keep doing that fill right there. You know, or that little riff you did, you know, that little addition to that solo. You know, we just keep it, you know, we just keep adding to it, really.
And it's cool, because you've also told me as well that the takes are lesser. I mean, you know, it just seems to come together magically for you guys, and you used that reference earlier. Where did you record this album?
Audio Bridge. studios down in Cheswick, and a really good friend of ours, Ryan Wood, he used to tour around with a band called New Medicine. And they took a little hiatus, and he ended up making up a studio. He's a young kid. He's 24. He's not really a kid. He's, you know, he knows what he's doing. He is seasoned. Like, he knows exactly what he's doing down there. So he's a hell of a musician, too. But I recommend anyone checking out Audio Bridge if they want real high-quality work, because the dude knows what he's doing. And we also recorded our live video down there recently of a James Bay cover, Hold Back the River. That was pretty fun, too.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, I mean, hey, you guys definitely cover it all, and always a good time seeing Highway 4 live in person. Again, don't forget, folks, June 11th, Rex Theater. It's the EP release, and you guys have some other dates, I'm sure. I know you played Dutchtown last year. Do you guys have that on the docket? Some other dates coming up in the summer?
Yeah, we have a couple good dates. June 12th, this is all around our CD release weekend, too. We'll be playing the Waves of Thunder down in Kittanning, which a lot of people are familiar with that one. We've played Rimfest, which is local. I believe that's, what, Cowansville?
Yeah.
That was a huge event last year, mm-hmm. and we're definitely blessed to be a part of that bill. And we're I'm trying to think. I wish I had my calendar in front of me. We have a lot of cool stuff happening in the summertime, but we're going to try to focus, like you said, about traveling more. We had to kind of stay around home for a little bit because we were recording the album, of course, and still writing. So we're going to really focus on just going like back to New York and, you know, out east and Virginia. And we played at that show we played out in Ohio. We met a guy that has a booking company down in North Carolina, too.
Cool.
So we're just really working on spreading the roots, if you will.
Awesome.
Spreading the roots of the grassroots.
Yeah, there you go.
Extending that Highway 4 from coast to coast.
Yep.
Yep, Interstate Highway 4,
there
wherever
you go.
It goes.
Interstate.
Love it.
Someday we'll be driving on Highway 4.
There you go.
And hopefully we'll have to drive to see you. So we look forward to that day, of course, because we're always going to take that opportunity to say, hey, there's Highway 4. They were our first ever Grassy Award winner. So
you guys don't have to drive. We're flying you in. We're going to parachute you in.
All right. We'll take you up on
there. Parachute us in. And we can shoot Twinkies from cannons.
Yeah, that was just the word.
Well, let's just say hopefully one of these days that will happen. So
there you go.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah,
he's really good at that.
Mike,
I caught you red-handed, didn't I, Bob?
Come down with that one, buddy. Well, hey, we're going to take the long road home here and play a couple of more tunes from the new EP. But, Mike, first of all, appreciate you taking time out of your day to visit with us. Give us some insight of what you guys have going on. Congratulations on the new EP. I know everybody out there is going to be anxious to hear it. They're getting a sample of it tonight, but it's better when you see it live and in person. Let's play the last couple of tunes here. We're going to play Tonight and the Great Game. Can you give us a couple of insights into that?
Ooh, Tonight and the Great Game. You know, we've always wanted to write a political song, kind of, and The Great Game is definitely influenced by that. If you listen to the lyrics, you really focus on that. There's a couple of different ways you could take it. I'm not really one to, like, pick sides politically, but if you just focus on the lyrics, you can definitely sense where we're coming from that one. That's a very riff-oriented song. It's probably my favorite on the album, actually. And, you know, Tonight, I'd say that's probably the heaviest one on the album. It's like a mixture of, I'd say, Pearl Jam and, I don't even know, Foo Fighters, maybe. It's really tough. I try to give people comparisons so they kind of know what they're going to expect, you know? Like, I try not to compare Highway 4 to other bands, but it's probably the best way to get people to get, like, a feel for it, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, we know it's Highway 4, and always amazed at your talent, young man. Keep up the great work. Always fun to see you perform live, because you know I'm a big fan of the guitar, and you're one of the best around. So wish you, Kelly, Jordan, Tyler, all the best in the future, and we'll see you rocking down the road with Highway 4.
Thanks so much, Bob.
Mike Angert from Highway 4. Let's get back to it here on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7. We'll be right back.
All we have.
have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. We've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff? All out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On Saturday, May 14th, it's the next stop on the year-long Rock Done Right Tour, presented by The Rock Station 97.7. Head on over to the Belmont Complex in Katanning for the Dam Benefit Concert. This benefits recreational boating on the Allegheny River and will feature the Peanuts Band and Highway 4. Also that night at the Lindora Hotel, catch the Needs Hotel Band along with opener Mary Lou Scherter. Also on the 14th, Turbo Rock Time, Turbo Sonics, Surf Rock at Pizza Fest in Arsenal Park in Lawrenceville. On Sunday, May 15th, an opportunity to catch Tom Pappas and Scott Blasey of the Clarks at the Tom Panay Art Studio from 2 to 5 p.m. Now, this is a sold-out show, but exclusively for Grassroots listeners and listeners of The Rock Station 97.7. You'll have an opportunity to win tickets all this week on The Rock Show Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. with Jay Klein, so be sure to check that out. On Saturday, May 21st, at the Needs Hotel in Lawrenceville, it's Slim Forsythe and the Turbo Sonics. They'll be opening up the acoustically perfect outdoor amphitheater for the season. It's a free show. You can drop on by. The kitchen will be open late and enjoy surf rock, rockabilly, and rock and roll along with some turbo gospel. On Friday, May 27th, the Red Lines, Highland Brothers Band, and Paul Joseph of Wine and Spirit will be at Woolly Bullies in New Brighton. That's a 9:30 showtime, and there is no cover. Speaking of the Red Lines, you can spend an evening with Brian Cease of the Red Lines, a solo acoustic show at Reclamation Brewing, Wednesday, May 25th from 7 to 10 p.m. There is no cover, and that is an all-ages show. On the open mic open stage calendar, why not drop on in at the Saxony Inn in Natrona the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. hosted by Mike Houston. Second and fourth Tuesday of every month at North Country Brewing in Slippery Rock. Every Wednesday night down in Moondogs in Blonox. And at Spiel's Tavern in Greensburg, it's every Thursday night. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, mark it Thursday, May 12th, 7 p.m. It's an evening of acoustic music featuring Dan Hubbard with special guests The Shiners and the Noble Hops Band. It's a 21 and over show, and there's no cover. And it's at Peter B's, the Rockin' Red Barn. Get on out and support local music.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's our Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7. P&W Construction presenting this segment, and our show is presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And you just heard some of the notes on the general concert calendar and the Shady Lady concert calendar. No open mic, open stage mention. Why? Well, because we're going to throw that back out to you folks. And let us know some of the places you like to go to for an open mic, open stage night. Let us know where to go.
Yeah, so it's kind of time to update that calendar, I think. Sometimes these things pop up for a little bit and then they go away. So we just kind of need to know what's going on right now, and we'll gladly get it back on the show.
Yeah, so if you have something, let us know. You can always email us at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com or hit us up on Facebook. Just let us know what's going on. We'll get it on and include that as part of the festivities. Of course, if you're a band out there playing somewhere, let us know about that as well. We'd love to include you on the calendar.
So, once again, we've mentioned this in the past. We kind of try to walk the talk. Bob and I, both of us, were out this past weekend at some local shows. So.
Yeah, we were at two different locations, a couple of great Rock Done Right stops, if you will. And, of course, mentioned the Highway 4 event, a benefit dance put together by the folks that are going to help keep open lock operations on the Allegheny River, which any of you that are boaters out there, you know, I grew up on the Allegheny River in East Brady for 25 years, you know, barefooting, you know, skiing, loved it, miss it a whole lot, but there's something special about that, and I know you've boated yourself. You know, there's something special about getting out on the Allegheny River and enjoying a beautiful day.
Yeah, and that's been an issue and a cause over the last few years due to funding cuts in the federal government, and there's a lot of passionate people about that river that have been trying to raise private money and get grants and donations and whatnot to keep that going, and hats off to them because that's a great effort, and they've been successful in doing that. So
Yeah, and they had a great turnout, and salute to all the folks that were there and those of you that were out there listening, and for those of you that kept my beer full, I remember you. And I thank you wholeheartedly for that. But we appreciate all of the folks that came out and supported that night. Great night. Got to meet, for the first time for me, meeting Brian Schaefer, who was connected to Cage and, of course, is part of the Free Peanuts Band. And he did a solo set with Kerry and Jeff Claypool. And, boy, Kerry Claypool, and she sing. But they did a collaboration that was just drop-dead awesome.
Yeah, you know, and we have featured some music that includes some of them members in the Travelers in the past. So there was a bit of a project that came together, and they put out some songs, and we've played one or two of them in the past. So
So it was great to be at that. That was over at the Belmont Complex in Katanning. You got to see a couple of folks down at the beautifully new, really renovated Lindora Hotel under new ownership.
Yeah, wow. I was really impressed. That was really my first time there. It sounds like it's under the original ownership again, and they have a upstairs venue that is just beautiful. And Mary Lou Scherter, a recent past guest, opened the show up, and of course our good friends, the Needs Hotel Band. And boy, what a great night! It was packed there for a good little bit, standing room only, and sounded good thanks to Lamatt Productions. And the staff was fantastic there. Everybody was so nice. And it's really cool that that's here in Butler, something cool like that going on. And also, I was talking to them briefly, and they're all about the local music. And we might have to get them on the air here. They can talk a little bit about it. And hopefully we'll be talking about a lot more shows there down the road as well. And speaking of our friend Dave Sloan, he was out there as well. So we mentioned him in the first segment. You can get Band Jam tickets there. And he was out supporting local music as well.
How cool is that? Fantastic stuff. Well, and a salute out to those folks. Speaking of get-togethers, I know the Hokahe Challenge event was earlier today. A salute to all those folks that came out and supported that.
That was yesterday. Yep, and that was fantastic. And that was a great show last week. And wish them the best of luck. They're leaving here in just a couple, 3 weeks. 10,000 miles on the bikes. I hope hope all goes well, because Rob plays in my band. We got some gigs coming up.
Well, we've got some music coming up. We thank Mike Angert and everybody joining us here tonight, and the best of luck to Highway 4 with their EP release. We're going to stampede ourselves out of here, I think.
Yeah, got some original music from this band. I didn't know they were doing original music. I've been familiar with them for a few years, but a band called Stampede. And they sent us a bunch of their own works here, and I think we're going to have them on the air too soon. And this is a song called Nothing Ventured.
All right, and we'll follow that up with one of the bands that will be part of the Highway 4 CD release, and that's 28 North and Call Me Up. It's the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Looks at him, he turns away.
venture, nothing gain.
Nothing venture, nothing gain. What are you scared of? Take your shot. Nothing venture, nothing gain.
Yeah, we got no one else to blame. Here we go. Here she comes on. Have lots of fun before the night went in. I've seen them shot down before their eyes when they try to play the game. But it just comes down to just one thing, not to mention nothing gain.
Nothing venture, nothing gain. What are you scared of? Take your shot. Nothing venture, nothing gain.
Yeah, you got no one else to blame.
Nothing venture, nothing gain.
What are you scared of? Take your shot before she slips away.
Take us out of here.
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Did you know there is a full-service Farmers Insurance Agency inside Honda North? Come see Brian Abel today and get a free insurance quote in the time it takes to test drive that new car you've been looking at.
Honda North and Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Interruptions. Oh. You rock longer.
The rock station, 97.7.
Station 97.7.